The following is an address to devotees given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami on June 3rd, 1999.
Practical, it was that was going to be their dharma, that was their social duty. Not that the Brahmins had other duties. The Brahmins, their duty was to be religious, to be God, know and believe in God, to be equal with everyone, to be tolerant, to be humble. They had other. Vaishyas was to be expert in business, to also serve the Vaishya, the Brahmins and Vaishnavas, to be charitable, to give in charity, to be detached. Each had their role in society, so they were trained, but especially the physical part, that was, especially the Kshatriyas, others they also, to keep fit there. But now, like in the West, you know, just as one example, I mean, the sports thing has become like, so much. Even our devotees in London, they are going in Harinam, and this hooligans from the soccer teams, the football, they call football there, the soccer we call America, here it's called. The football teams have their hooligans. The fans, they're only per, they go and get completely drunk, intoxicated, they go out in gangs of 50, and then they go and beat up people. There's one group, they go and they carve the name of the team in the chest of the person with a knife, and they give a card. Said, this is, you've been visited by the fans of this club. Now you're an honorary fan. Welcome to the club. Got carved in their chest, all that bleeding. And so, there was the championship in London, and the devotees are going in Harinam, and all of a sudden these football hooligans came and they attacked the devotees. So the devotees, they had no way to defend themselves, you know, the flipping the cartels. It was a life and death. They're completely, you know, mad people. So somehow, one devotee started chanting, Narsingade so loud, and they backed off, and then they left. And after that, for 2 weeks, the devotees would go on Harinam until the tournament was over. It's too hellish. But, you know, there's practical things. You may need to defend the devotees from these kind of crazy people. And this is what the, you know, the sports is kind of, even now they're talking about banning in many countries, banning football. Because it's so, I don't know, I mean, in America if this thing goes on, but like in other countries, the soccer is so, people become so mad that they kill the other team. They kill the other fans. They fight with each other, throw bottles. And it's just, it has nothing to do with the reality. It's completely nuts. So all this type of organized sport is like, it's just another trick of Kali to get people all excited over something that has no reality. What difference does it make whether the Broncos defeat the 40, whatever, the, this one or that one? It doesn't have any bearing on anything. But the Kali, Maya, create this whole illusion that this is something really important. It gets people screaming their heads off and killing other people, you know, because their team lost. In Calcutta, our Rath Yatra sometime is held up. They say there's a big football tournament going on. You have to wait till 4 o'clock to start the Rath, because when the football gets let out, sometime if the local team loses, they become so angry that they take razor blades and go and just slash people. So it's very dangerous, and we don't want with hundreds of thousands of people in Rath Yatra, and then all the crazy people coming out from the football. It's too much. We can't handle it. So you wait till the football thing clears, then you start your run. It's like, you know, it's like completely insane. So that's like, you can see the tree by its fruit. This is the ultimate, you know, product, you know. People just spend their money, they get drunk, they finally get violent. So something we have to explain, you know, that before people get attached to all these, because it's, of course, it's marketed in such a way. You see people there, you know, it's like, what an energy. You got 50,000 people. Bronco, rhino. Here we got bulldog. It's like, they can forget about their, you know, the problems of the income tax and everything. It's like they can go into this illusory world where, you know, they're just like, they forget about other things. They talk about escapism. Their whole life is escape. Escaping in the tavern, escaping in the sport arena, escaping. They're escaping always. The devotees are the only one that they're always facing reality. We don't want to be out of touch with reality. We want to be in touch with the eternal reality always. We don't want to escape into this type of illusory thing which is going to distract us from the real purpose of life. The devotees are the only one who aren't escaping from, in the sense of getting out of touch with reality. They're the ones who are staying in touch with reality. And because of that, ultimately, of course, they escape from the illusory world, which is based on forgetting reality. I think it's very difficult for parents in America in that sense, because there's so much illusion and it's marketed so efficiently by the how do you inform all the children, you know, beforehand? Watch out for this, watch out. I don't see any other alternative, you know. And you have to give them some alternatives. Krishna conscious alternatives. In Mayapur, at least to some extent, Gurukul students, they say they appreciate, but they have so many programs. They have their yagyas, they have martial arts, they have playing harmonium, playing midranga, they have, you know, even some time for the kids they play. At one point they had them, let them play chess. I don't know how they said, well, at least it's like Krishna used to play chess or something. I don't know whether that's bona fide. I guess at least, they said that for the uninitiated ones, at least it engages them in something better than, I don't know whether, how good or not that is, but maybe lesser of evils. They have different activities. At least, because there's so many different activities, that the children, they seem to appreciate. They seem to be a little more detached. They can appreciate how different things are not valuable. They're not... being a parent is a very big responsibility. They're the first gurus. Parents, kings, gurus, teachers. They're all in a very responsible position to give understanding of Krishna consciousness to their wards. Hare Krishna.